Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church, and I will be teaching for the remainder of this year while my husband, Pastor McIntosh, is on sabbatical. Pastor is scheduled to return December 2021. We thank you for joining us and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020-pound. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. I am happy to advise that on September 2nd, 2021, my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God was released for sale. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. We are more than conquerors in all things through Jesus. Amen. Let's continue with my new teaching titled, The Fruit of the Born-Again Spirit. This teaching is an in-depth study of the book of Galatians chapter 5. The Holy Spirit gave me this teaching in response to all of the negative and abusive rhetoric and confrontations we experience and hear about daily. People in general are operating by their ungodly thoughts and emotions and lashing out at others for no apparent reason. Satan has persuaded these individuals to act out their aggression on the innocent and those weaker than themselves. Rarely do we hear reported on the news about individuals who have demonstrated acts of kindness or compassion on behalf of others. Listener, you may be in a hurting situation and feeling isolated, but unfortunately, you are not alone. There are hurting people all over the world, in our communities and families, because of living under the influence of the lies of Satan. Christians have the answer, and the truth is found in Jesus. We are the light of the world, and we of all people should be able to demonstrate the perfect love of God to others. Satan and his evil assignments cannot prevail when God's people live according to the Holy Bible. In Jesus, we got the victory over all of Satan's lies and attacks. However, it is the responsibility of each Christian to grow in the attributes and character of our Savior if we want to enjoy peace of mind and prosperity, spirit, soul, and body. If you are interested in being a living epistle of Jesus Christ and growing in faith, growing in love, growing in joy, growing in peace, growing in patience, growing in kindness, growing in goodness, growing in faithfulness, growing in gentleness, and growing in self-control, please join me every Wednesday morning to study the fruit of the born-again spirit. If you were not with us from the beginning of this teaching or would like to re-listen to the previous programs aired, please go to our website at kccfc.net to hear any of the episodes now archived under our radio page. You may also give us your comments and or questions by way of our website at any time. We welcome them all. For this study, I will be quoting from the Holy Spirit Encounter Bible, unless otherwise stated. Now let's continue where I left off last week. We were examining the sins of the sinful nature as listed in Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 21, when I ran out of time. Let's complete our examination of the sin of participating in demonic activities. I will reread my definition from the New Webster's Dictionary and remind you where we should look to for our answers to life. Participation in demonic activities. The word demonic means pertaining to or of the nature of a demon or demons, inspired as if by a demon, characteristic of a demon or evil spirit, raging, frantic, lunatic. As Christians, our life's guidebook is the Holy Bible. Therefore, to define what is right or wrong on any topic, the act must be in accordance with God's word, not what society says is right or wrong. And just as a reminder, the reason we don't want to depend on this world system is because Satan has infiltrated and has a stronghold on the world system. All right, let's continue reading what God has said about participating in demonic activities. Please turn to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 16, we're going to be reading 16 through 23. This is the passage that describes Paul and Silas who are imprisoned. Verse 16. Now it happened, as we went to prayer, that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by her fortune-telling. Now before I read verse 17, I want to define the word divination. Divination means the practice of seeking knowledge of the future or the unknown by supernatural means. Let's go on to verse 17. Verse 17 says, "This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, 'These men are the servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to us the way of salvation.'" Put a little pin there, family. I want you to think about this. She said, "Servants of the Most High God." How did this non-believer know that these men were servants of the living God? The spiritual world is inhabited by both the demonic spirits and the angelic spirits, and they all know who created them in the beginning. Further, this is how familiar spirits are able to know some things about an individual. They are following people around and gathering information about them for future use to snare us. Let's continue with verse 18. "And this she did for many days. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the spirit," not the person, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out that very hour. But when her masters saw that their hope for profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to the authorities." Verse 20. "And they brought them to the magistrates and said, 'These men, being Jews, exceedingly trouble our city. And they teach customs which are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive or observe.'" Family, I want to emphasize this in verse 21. "The ancient Romans were pagan people and worshiped many idols. This is why there are so many idols, pagan holidays, and other ungodly references in the Roman Catholic Church. They have mixed their pagan worship with Christianity to persuade their people to accept the Christian faith. This is why it is important to study the scriptures carefully, so that we only speak and do the uncompromising word of God." Let's continue with verse 22. "Then the multitudes rose up together against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods." Continuing with verse 23. And when they had laid stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. I also want to read from the book of Acts, chapter 17. We're talking about practicing demonic activities. Acts 17, we're going to read verses 22 through 31. Verse 22 says, "Then Paul stood in the midst of the Areopagus and said, 'Men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are very religious. For as I was passing through and considering the objects of your worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, "To the unknown God." Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing, him I proclaim to you." Verse 24, "God who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he worshiped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things. And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings." Now, family, before we go any further, I'm going to do a little side note, but I want to emphasize the phrase that says, "one blood, every nation of men." So you can see from this one scripture that it does not matter what color you are, black, white, brown, yellow, whatever ethnic background you're from, you are from one blood. So we are all interconnected as a result of God's creation of man. So that's good news, so that we can learn to respect one another, to love one another, and encourage one another. Let's continue with verse 27. "So that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being." I want to repeat that, family. "For in him, our living God, we live and move and have our being. As also some of our own prophets have said, for we are also his offspring." Verse 29. "Therefore, since we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, something shaped by art and man's devising." I want to read that last part of this scripture again. We want to avoid anything that will cause us division between our living God. And worshiping idols is that division or separation from the living God. Again, we should not worship our God based on gold or silver or stone, something shaped by art and man's devising. When we do, in our minds, we are equating and diminishing God's power and his magnificence to his creation. This is completely wrong, as the creation will never be equal to the Creator. Let's continue with verse 30. "Truly, these things of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man, Jesus, whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him, Jesus, from the dead." Amen and amen. Let's close out our examination of this sin of participating in demonic activities with a passage from the book of 1 Corinthians. Again, as a reminder, we are exhorting and admonishing Christians to not to sin against God by practicing these sinful acts that pervert the truth of God's word. Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 5. I will be reading verses 9 through 13. 1 Corinthians 5, 9 through 13 says, I write to you in my epistle not to keep company with sexually immoral people. Verse number 10. Yet I certainly did not mean with the sexually immoral people of this world, sinners, or with the covetous, means a great desire to possess something belonging to someone else, or extortioners, or idolaters, since then you would need to go out of the world. But now I have written to you not to keep company with anyone named a brother, Christian, who is sexually immoral or covetous, or an idolater, or a reveler. A reveler means someone who uses abusive language, or a drunkard, or an extortioner. Not even to eat with such a person. I'm going to put a little pin there, family, before I go to verse 12. As a reminder, this letter is written to Christians. And when you see a Christian living like a sinner, you need to break away. First of all, pray for them. Encourage them to come back to the things of God, but do not participate in their demonic activities because they are headed the wrong direction. And Satan will use their evil practices to kill them graveyard dead. You don't want to be a part of that. Love on them, encourage them, but stay away from their activities. Verse number 12, for what have I to do with judging those also who are outside, sinners? Do you not judge those who are inside the church? But those who are outside, God judges. Therefore, put away from yourselves the evil person. And we're talking about Christians practicing sin. How do we put away an evil Christian? First, by counseling them to repent. Then if the one-on-one counseling does not work, bring a third-party Christian into the conversation to help persuade the evil person to change their misconduct. If this does not work, bring them before the church leaders for admonishment. I know from being a church member in my California home church that the leadership did on very rare occasions ask individuals not to come back to church because they did not want to stop their evil actions against other church members. In short, these individuals wanted to cause division and discord among the brothers, and the only way to stop them was to ban them from the church. Let's continue with the next sin, which is hostility. Hostility means opposed in feeling, action, tendency, or character of or pertaining to an enemy, unfriendly. On January 6, 2021, the U.S. Capitol in D.C. was violently attacked by a mob of supporters of Donald Trump. The disruption and takeover lasted for several hours. Five people died as a result of this terrorist act. Many people were injured, including 138 police officers. Four officers who responded to the riot died by suicide within 7 months of the incident. No Christian can deny that this attack was orchestrated by Satan to steal, kill, and destroy. Let's go to the book of Genesis, chapter 6. We're going to be reading Genesis 6, verses 5 through 8. Noah, one man, saves mankind. Verse number 5 says, then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart were only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them. Verse number 8. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. I want to emphasize that God is looking through this earth realm for that one man or godly woman who are willing to stand in the gap for the earth realm. And I thank God for Noah that he chose to do what God wanted him to do. And as a result of his faithfulness, God was able to replenish the earth with mankind, with the livestock, the plant life, and everything that he created. So family, it is an obligation on our part as Christians to stand in the gap for the world. This is a dying world. But if we do what we're supposed to do, to be obedient to God's word and to pray for this world, we will be the saviors that will bring forth the good news of Jesus Christ and bring people to their senses. All right, let's continue with hostility. Verse from Psalm 101. We're going to just read one verse. Verse number 5. Whoever secretly slanders his neighbor, him I will destroy. The one who has a haughty look and a proud heart, him I will not endure. Now I want to define some of these words so you can see the importance of us staying in line with God's word. Now, slander means making false and damaging statements. Haughty look means a kind of pride that is full of contempt. Proud heart means we are enormously preoccupied with ourselves. Christians should not be slanderers, have a haughty look, or a proud heart. These are attributes and characteristics of Satan and his evil followers. We as Christians should never fall into these traps. Now let's go to the book of wisdom and start with the book of Proverbs, chapter 6. We're going to read verses 16 through 19. Proverbs 6, starting with verse 16, says, these six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him. Now, I want to read the definition of the word abomination so you can see the severity of these attributes that are satanic. Abomination means a thing that causes disgust or hatred. God says that the following things are an abomination to him. Verse 17, a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among the brethren. God hates these, and so should we. Again, I just want to list those attributes and characteristics that are sinful and should not be part of our lifestyle. Again, a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and who sows discord among the brethren. If you see a Christian acting out in these types of attributes, you need to pray
and give them encouragement to repent, because God hates them. But more importantly, these kinds of actions give Satan the legal right to come to kill, steal, and destroy you. All right, let's continue with Proverbs chapter 12. And we're going to read one verse, verse 22. It says, "Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal truthfully are his delight." So lying lips should not be part of our lifestyle. Let's continue with Proverbs chapter 22, two verses, 24 and 25. Verse 24 says, "Make no friendship with an angry man. With a furious man, do not go." Verse 25, "Lest you learn his ways and set a snare for your soul." So keep away from people who have a hostile mindset. Their end is destruction. Satan will make sure of that. And we don't want to have any part of that kind of lifestyle. Oh, I'm so sorry, family. I am out of time. Please come back next week as we continue our study on the book of Galatians, chapter 5. Amen. Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.